paragraph Tesvov. The Ikra mitzvahs pidyon b'chor mi'akoyin etztavu Yisrael achar ma'aseh ha'ego be'eis hakomas ha'mishkon. The main mitzvah to redeem the firstborn child from the son from the Kohen, the Jews were commanded after they worshipped the golden calf, at the time that they were putting up or they were about to put up the Mishkan. She'oz niskachu hakoyhanim tachas habachoyros. That's when the Kohanim were established with holiness, and they replaced the firstborn. Up until then, Hashem's original plan was that the firstborn, the Bechorim, were going to do the Avodah in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. But after the golden calf, where everybody participated except Shevet Levi, Hashem said, then the Bechorim are not the ones to work in the Beis HaMikdash anymore, or in the Mishkan. I'm going to choose the ones from Levi, from Shevet Levi, which is the Kohanim. So at that time, when the Kohanim replaced the Bechoris, v'nitztavu liftois kol ha-Bechoirim b'chamisha shekel kesef, and Hashem instructed us to redeem the Bechoirim with those 5 shekels, k'mashikosu b'parshas b'midbar, as is written over there, ki kol maise ho'egel hoyo al yidei pigam anal. Because the whole act of worshipping the golden calf was all based on what we're learning about here. Shepogmu b'hoashirus b'hakesev azov, that the Jews messed up the wealth, the gold and silver, ad she'osimen avodazora, to the point where they decided to make an idol out of it. Ad she'osimen avodazora shel hegel, they made the idol of the golden calf, k'moshikosuv, as the pasuk says, v'di zohov, that as a result of the plentiful gold, they had too much gold, they didn't have what to do with it, they went ahead and made an idol. K'mo yisham rabbi seinuzal, as the Gemara says, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was defending them, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Hashem, what did you expect? You give them all of this gold, what should they do with it? They can't eat it. So they made a toy, they played with it, they made a toy. Did they know they were going to put it in the fire and this thing was going to walk out? V'chol ze machmas shepogmu bechvoid Moshe Rabbam. How did they get to this? How did they get to this at that time, coming from Har Sinai, coming from all the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and coming from the splitting of the Red Sea, and coming from Har Sinai? How did they get involved in idol worship? Rav Nosnos says it was all because of the fact that they messed up in the area of respect for their rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehu Iker Heoras Hadas. Moshe Rabbeinu is the epitome of Heoras Hadas. Sheheir Bonu, Moshe Rabbeinu shined into us. Lahoirois, Leidami Menu Yisborach. Sheheir Bonu Ledoirois. That this Das that Moshe Rabbeinu passed on to us for generations, you know, to know about Hashem, this recognition of Hashem. Vinosan Lanois HaToira Bo'oisois Neiroes Kaela. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah with all the incredible miracles that accompanied that. Umigoidel kinas ho'erev rav. And again, as a result of a subliminal jealousy that the Erev Rav had, because they weren't Jews from their origin. And there was a jealousy there. Hitu es Yisrael. They led the Jews into a mistake, into following them in idol worship. Ad she'omru, to the point where they said, this person, Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't know what happened to him. He said he was going to come down in so much and so much days. They miscalculated, and it looked to them like the time had come and gone, and he didn't come down. Now we don't know what happened to him. She'omru, she'meis v'nistalik. The Erev Rav started telling the Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu died. It's finished. It's all over. The era of Moshe is all over. V'alkein, and therefore, kum asei lanu elikim. Get up and make an idol for us, a replacement. V'ikar pigomom, now Rav Nosson Zal gets more specific. Very, very critical information here now. V'ikar pigomom, their main mistake was, hoya sheloi heminu begoidel koichoi shel Moshe. They didn't believe in the great power that Moshe Rabbeinu had. she'afilu lefi tu'usam, whereby even according to their mistaken belief, that they thought Moshe Rabbeinu had died, shekvar meis v'nistalik, that Moshe Rabbeinu had already died and left, bevadai nishar daitoi etzel talmidov. If when a tzaddik of that caliber leaves, he doesn't just leave and leave nothing behind. Rabbeinu Zal said in Likutei Moran that a tzaddik wants to be living in both worlds. So when he leaves this physical world, he makes sure that he leaves behind children or students that carry on his das and that are working with his das. So Moshe Rabbeinu certainly left his das by his students, Aaron HaKohen, Hur, Yehoshua, V'chulu, etc., and the other students. V'heim kofru bazeh, whereas the Erev Rav denied this. They didn't believe in this. Ad she'omru, to the point where they said, Kum asei lonu elikim, come make an idol for us. Ki hatzkoifer behatzadik ho'emes, boli de kfirus b'ashem yisborach. Because a person who doesn't believe in the true tzaddik ends up not believing in Hashem. The fact that they didn't have the proper faith in Moshe Rabbeinu, that even if he died, it doesn't mean everything's over. You look for the student. You look for the one closest to him. Ukishepogmu b'Moshe, when they were pogim in Moshe Rabbeinu, when they showed lack of respect for Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu hadas, Moshe Rabbeinu is the das, al kein bevadai nofal hu ashirus etzlom el asitrachra. Suddenly, their money changed colors. When they were connected to Moshe Rabbeinu and everything, their money was wealth of kedusha. The minute they cut from Moshe Rabbeinu, that same money turned into sitrachra, went over to the other side. V'al kein osu meho ashirus daiko avoydezora shua egel shosu meiribu azov. And that's why they used that holy money that they had taken from the Egyptians based on the command of Hashem and based on the instructions of Moshe Rabbeinu. That money suddenly turned sour and they ended up using it for golden calf. Umaisa Soton Hitzliach. And the plans of the Soton, the Yetzer Hara, succeeded. Al yidei sheishlichu es hatas shoyekosav olav alei shoyer, by the fact that one of them took that plate that had on it the words Alei Shoyer, that shard that Moshe Rabbeinu had written on it, the words Alei Shoyer, to bring up the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik from the bottom of the Nile River, somebody had chopped that, and when he saw them putting all of this gold and everything into the fire, he felt bad. He didn't have no gold or no silver, so he figured he'll take his most precious thing and throw it into the fire. So he took this special piece of clay on which Moshe Rabbeinu had written the words Alei Shoyer and one of the names of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu had written a special name of Hashem on that, and this person tossed that into the fire, and that's what caused this miracle that an ox came out, a calf came out of the fire. Sheboi hele Moshe's atzmai seis mitzrayim. That was the item that Moshe Rabbeinu had used to bring up the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik from the bottom of the Nile River where the Egyptians had sunk it over there in order to bring blessing to their whole country. Their whole economy was based on the Nile River. So when Yosef HaTzadik, who was their economic genius, their economic leader, when he passed away, they figured, they knew, they had Emunas Tzadikim, they knew Yosef HaTzadik is gone, his power is not gone, his body, his coffin is holy. So they took his coffin and sank it in the Nile River. And again, Moshe Rabbeinu brought it up using that plate, that item that had written on it the words Alei Shoyer. When Moshe Rabbeinu did that, he took the coffin, he went away, and this thing was floating on top of the water. He didn't see that there was a child that the Egyptians had put into the wall. Remember, the Egyptians had said, whatever you don't finish your quota in construction with bricks, we're going to take your kids and put them into the wall. And they actually did this. And Moshe Rabbeinu witnessed this once, and he heard a baby crying because it was cemented into the wall. So he waited till the Egyptian left, and he was about to run over to the wall to take this child out, and a heavenly voice said, stop, don't. Moshe Rabbeinu heard it, and chose to ignore it. He stopped. A Jewish baby is crying. I'm not going to save it. Grabbed the kid out of the wall, saved the kid. This child ended up being that one who was in the bushes, hiding in the bushes. It followed Moshe Rabbeinu, saved his life. So he obviously had a connection. He was the one who followed Moshe Rabbeinu around, and he was the one who saw. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't realize that this child was looking. When Moshe Rabbeinu had written this special thing and tossed it into the Nile River, and suddenly they saw an elevator. They saw the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik rise up out of the water to the top. Moshe Rabbeinu took him. Moshe Rabbeinu left. He didn't take that thing with him because he thought it'll just sink to the bottom. This child grabbed it, took it, put it in his pocket, and year later, when they left Egypt, everybody tossed things into the fire. He tossed this into the fire. So this is what resulted in the Egel Azov. Ki Yisrael lo yochlu lotzeis mi Mitzrayim ad sheyalu atzmos Yosef imohem kemoy sheishbiyam. Because the Jewish people couldn't possibly leave Egypt until they took the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik with them. As Yosef HaTzadik had sworn them that you're not going to leave without me. Hashem is going to remember you. He's going to take you out of here. And when he does, make sure you take me with you. Because the entire redemption was dependent on this. On what? On taking Yosef HaTzadik with them. Ki Yosef hoyo HaTzadik ho'emes, shehu echot mi'ashivoroyim shemshichu hadas HaKadosh Bo'olam. Yosef HaTzadik was the true tzaddik. He was one of the seven shepherds who brought major, major das into the world. V'chol hamshochas hadas shel HaTzadik ho'emes einoy rak b'chayev levad. And this process of the tzaddik bringing das into the world is not only during his physical lifetime, kiim adarabah, but rather just the opposite. Just the opposite. She'achar moisoi v'histalkusoi, meir daito yoiser v'yoiser boilam. After a tzaddik passes away, his das shines much, much more than it did during his lifetime. Because the Gemara says, ki gedoilim tzaddikim b'misosom, the tzaddik is greater in his passing than he is during his lifetime. And as the Zohar HaKadosh says, the bosar, the istalkut tzaddikaya, that after a tzaddik leaves this world, shchichi yatir, he is more present in the world than he was when he was physically living in the world. Because when he was physically living in the world, he had one body. He was limited to that body. When a tzaddik passes away and he doesn't have the hindrance of the body, no more body, then his presence in the world can be much more boundless, unlimited. He can be everywhere. The tzaddik, when he's physically living, he's in one place. He's in Eretz Yisrael, he's in Shechem. When a tzaddik passes away, his neshama, the Zohar Kodesh uses the terminology, the ispashtusa, the tzaddikai, that his neshama spreads all over the entire world.